you never know when at any second something might happen that you might need it. That's the point. It's not that you think it's going to, it's that you recognize the possibility that it can. You recognize the possibility that there are evil people in the world who do evil things, and you have to be able to protect yourself against that.
I think I'm an average gun owner because I mean, I'm an average guy. I mean, there's nothing really special about me. From an early age, Dad would go out hunting. I went with him. You know, I was always in the woods with him shooting and, you know, at the range shooting. And, you know, that's just, it was a way of life.
We're going to the Minerva Sportsman's Club, a local range that I'm a member of. This is my AR-15 pistol, Hungarian AK-47, Marlin Model 60 22 rifle, Heritage Rough Rider, a US-made rifle that's kind of a cross between an AK-47 and an AR-15. Spanish police pistol, SKS rifle, little Taurus TX-22, Ruger Mini 14.
I own more than a dozen firearms and less than I want. Well, for several different reasons. Like any other tool, specific firearms are for specific purposes. I have rifles that are just simply strictly for accuracy, to try to put holes in a piece of paper far away. I have firearms for hunting. The majority of my firearms, though, are for defensive purposes. Over a period of years,
that's what most people do. They get one here, then they get one there, then they get another one, and sometimes they tell the wife, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just, oh no, I've had that one for a while. Yeah, don't you remember I bought that back then? That's right. So this is Jason Spoon. He's a friend of mine and a firearms instructor. His family runs the local gun shop here in town. What'd you bring with us today?
Oh, I brought a duty pistol and a golden boy.
Nice. Classic. Yeah, I think between all of us, we have some pretty good representations of what kind of stuff people own around here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get some targets.
It's wonderful if you're a duck. It's it's horrible downpour, but you know, I don't really mind shooting at it once in a while because you can't always pick when you might have to shoot.